tells a story.
It reminds me of the conflict in Sierra Leone.
A history of the world in 100 objects on BBC Radio 4. The final series continues weekday mornings at 9:45 and again in the evening at 8:45.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11:30 and time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. This week I featured the jazz at the Birmingham Arts Weekend, held on the 10th and 11th of this month, where the city staged music and arts of all genres. Jazz was presented at the Town Hall, where the BBC Big Band were in session with Jigs Wiggum, and in symphony halls with Birmingham-based bands. And I'll bring you a flavour of that music shortly. Also this week, Jazz Lineup brings you the 2010 European Jazz Orchestra, recorded in Ljubljana, Slovenia, in May earlier this year. First to Birmingham, and two sets recorded at the Arts Festival that ran over the weekend of the 10th, 11th and 12th of September. Rush Hour Jazz is a Birmingham jazz venture along with Symphony Hall, and for this occasion, the free event was held not in the foyer area, but in the main palatial concert arena, and the audience was encouraged to come and go as they witnessed some fine Birmingham jazz. Master of Ceremonies was Tony Dudley Evans, who introduced both bands as being regulars on the Friday Rush Hour Blues sessions. The two bands we're about to hear reside in the Birmingham area, and are bassist Ben Markland with his quartet and trumpeter Percy Purseglove and his organ quartet. We opened with two numbers from bassist Ben Markland's quintet, which favours the gentle and focused sound of a quintet with the guitar of Peter Harris at its harmonic centre. The first tune, called Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Bear, is a medium-tempo straight-eighth journey that features the trumpet of Brian Corbett and tenor musings of Louis Mather. The second tune is Chorale 34 and uses a repeated harmonic motif sequenced through the piece in 3/4 time signature. Neil Burlock completes the lineup on drums. This is Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Bear.
Thank you. Thanks very much. For those followers of the band and people, friends of Birmingham Jazz, that's a tune we've played a few times. That's Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Bear? We're going to continue another tune of mine. I wrote this after many years of harmony lessons. I was always very late for harmony lessons. I had to run up three flights of stairs to get there. I was usually out of breath. But this is called Chorale 34.
Thank you.
the Ben Markland Quintet and Chorale 34. Ben was on bass, Brian Corbett on trumpet, Lewis Mather on tenor saxophone, and Peter Harris was on guitar, and Neil Bullock was on the drums. Staying at Symphony Hall after a short interval, the stage was changed to trumpeter Percy Purseglove with a new quartet. Andrew Bain fills the drum chair, Ross Stanley on organ duties, and on loan from London-based electric trio Troika, guitarist Chris Montague. Percy's had a great year so far, with an appearance in March at the Harmonic Festival with the New York-based Claudia Quintet. The quartet has that attractive organ trio sound with the unusual colour of trumpet in the mix. The first tune, Sour Face, is a melodic variation on the chord sequence of a famous Dave Brubeck number, and they rhythmically and harmonically tamper with their second tune, Cole Porter's Night and Day. Without departing too much from the feeling of the tune, they offer a more palatable reinvention. This is Sour Face. Thank you.
Hello. That was a tune of mine based on the chord changes of Dave Brubeck's In Your Own Sweet Way, and that was a tune called Sour Face. We're just going to play some nice tunes now, arranged by me, naughty arrangements. This next one, you're going to love it. This is called Night and Day. Thank you. Thanks very much.
A cheeky arrangement of Night and Day, played by the Percy Purseglove Organ Quartet, recorded at Symphony Hall as part of the Birmingham Arts Festival weekend on Friday the 10th of September. And we will feature more items from both Percy Purseglove and Ben Markland's bands at a later date on Jazz Lineup. Our thanks go to the management and staff at Symphony Hall and Birmingham Jazz for their cooperation in recording that event. Well, just a 3-minute walk from Symphony Hall is the recently refurbished Birmingham Town Hall, where the BBC Big Band were in concert with the locally based Notebenders. It was a full house for the band, and they were on form with Jigs Wiggum directing and soloing on a concert recording for Radio 2's Big Band Special. We have Jigs in the band on disc now with Paul Ferguson's Blues for Claire. It features Jigs on trombone and the alto sax of Howard McGill. Thank you. beautiful. Jigs Wiggum on trombone and directing the BBC Big Band, playing Blues for Claire, and Howard McGill took the alto solo. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, online, on FM and on DAB Digital Radio. We're in the Big Band zone and we're not going away from it. We go to the 2010 European Broadcasting Union Big Band. 19 players from as many European countries and the appointed conductor, Terezi Tomsic, from the host country, Slovenia. The edited set we're about to hear was heard in the Kankarec Dom in Ljubljana and was televised. Born in 1975 in Slovenia, Terezi Tomsic grew up in a musical household with a successful local musician in the family, his father. He studied clarinet and eventually concentrated on saxophone and jazz at the University of Music and Dramatic Arts in Graz, Austria. After college, he was invited to play tenor and arrange for his home country's big band, RTV Slovenia. Terezi took up this opportunity to develop both as a player and composer arranger. He's been the band's principal conductor since 2004 and has played and directed the band in over 1,000 concerts, the perfect choice to rehearse, conduct, program and tour the European Jazz Orchestra, a.k.a. the EBU Big Band. And so to the band. As I said, the conductor is Terezi Tomsic. He's from Slovenia. On trumpets, we've got Jimmy Nieberg and Magnus Schriffel. They're both from Germany. Martin Eberle is from Austria, and Andreas Polyzagopoulos is from Greece. On trombones, we've got Attila Korb, who's from Hungary, Rudolf Skulbergs from Latvia, Luka Žužić is from Croatia, and Markus Laroma is from Finland. Playing saxes and woodwind, we've got Philipp Gerschlauer from Germany, Ola Ashdal Rokones from Norway, Ellen Larsen from Sweden, and Christian Mazurczak from Estonia. In the rhythm section, we've got Mark McKnight on guitar from the UK, and on bass, we've got Aleš Abel from Slovenia. Playing the piano, we've got Jan Ander from the Czech Republic. Playing drums from France, we have Anne Paseo. On percussion, we've got Oleksandr Beregovsky from the Ukraine. And finishing up the band, the singer is Nina Stranat from Slovenia. They open the set with a tune by Slovenian pianist Jože Privzek and a piece that reminds me of the ballad I Loves You Porgy. This is called Night. Thank you. Beautiful trombone tone there of Attila Korb from Hungary. And that was the European Jazz Orchestra with a composition called Night. Now to a gentle moment in Kaleidoscope Online, an original also penned by conductor Tadeji Tomsic, where we hear the big band alternate with the keyboard. They segue straight to an up-tempo piece by Jose Privsek called To Be or Not to Bop. That features the piano in the opening, and after the melody features the timbre of the baritone saxophone. Trumpet gets an exciting duet with the drummer, who then gets her moment after the last statement of the theme. Firstly, Kaleidoscope Online, and then you'll hear To Be or Not to Bop. Thank you.
Martin. Collega, stop online. Thank you. Hello, Luca.
Thank you. you're not the Bob. Lars. Jan. Magnus. And Anne. Hvala lijepa.
And the drums of Anne Paseo from France. That was the European Jazz Orchestra and To Be or Not to Bop. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, and you're listening to the 2010 EBU Big Band recorded by RTV Slovenia. Well, for the next piece, they get groovy, and this is the first of three pieces that feature the vocals of Nina Stranad. Guitar is also featured here, played by British representative Mark McKnight from Northern Ireland. He was nominated for the band by the BBC and does a great job. This is their version of a piece made famous by the great Doris Day, Sentimental Journey.
It comes our angel of the big band now. She'll take over. All right. Nina Stranad.
Добрый вечер. Never thought my heart could be so yearning.
like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that audible. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile on railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to
Mark on the guitar.
The European Jazz Orchestra, featuring the voice of Slovenian singer Nina Strnad and the guitar of the UK's Mark McKnight. Well, Tadeje Tomsic puts his mark on a traditional Slovenian song, which once again features the voice of Nina Strnad. This is Po Jezeru.
Glasno se
tukaj slava ven se bije, srce bije nam gorko. Čujte gore, preko
Nina, Luka.
Poe, Jezeru, and the European Jazz Orchestra. That was Tadej Tomšić's treatment of a traditional Slovenian folk song featuring the voice of Nina Strnad. While the band are on form as ever with a strong cast of players from all over Europe and conducted by Tadej Tomšić. They end with the Ellington classic Love You Madly, featuring once again the vocals of Nina Strnad.
Good things come to those.
Hvala, lep večer še naprej. Evropski jazz orkester 2010.
In Nina Strnad.
In Tadej Tomšič.
In Cankarjev dom. Vinga Prvodvani. Hvala vam, publika.
Love You Madly, sung by Nina Strnad with the EBU Big Band, conducted by Tadej Tomšič, recorded at the Cankarjev dom, Ljubljana, Slovenia, and recorded for this broadcast by Slovenian Radio, RTS. In 2011, the EBU Big Band musician representing the UK will be trombonist Patrick Kenny, and the band will be directed by Finnish conductor Jure Lokanen. Well, that's it for this week. Claire Martin is in the chair next week, and we'll bring you BBC Radio 3 new generation artist Tom Arthurs in concert with Richard Fairhurst at this year's Bath Festival. Tomorrow night on Jazz on 3, Jez Nelson presents the Vandermark 5 in concert at the Vortex in London, led by Ken Vandermark, a pioneer of Chicago's improvisation scene over the last 20 years. Well, till next time from me, Julian Joseph. Bye-bye.
I'm John Shea with Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, and in this part of the programme, a summit meeting between France and Italy. When the Richacar Consort appeared at the 2009 Boston Early Music Festival, they began with François Couperin, who played the cultural peace broker in his 1724 work Les Goûts Réunis. In the apotheosis of Corelli, which completes it, each stage of the Italian composer's admission by Apollo into Mount Parnassus is illustrated appropriately in music. The following year, Couperin published a complimentary apotheosis of Lully. It ends with this sonata, or rather sonade, spelt with a D, a joke about the French modification of Italian names. Thank you. Lully is welcomed into Parnassus in François Couperin's tribute, and who better to embody this cultural exchange than the Italian Lully, who settled in Louis XIV's France as a teenager. A pair of airs sérieux now, the first by someone known simply as Monsieur Bastide. He and Lully both set their lovelorn protagonists in pastoral surroundings. O trees, O rocks, O dreadful cliffs, sings Céline Schein, secret witnesses of the pains I endure.
Thank you.
Following Arbre, Rocher, Précipices affreux by Monsieur Bastide, Céline Schaine sang Lully's setting of Venus's Lament for the Death of Adonis from his Ballet de Flore, composed in 1669. More from this concert by the Richard consort shortly, after an interlude that shows how the French taste for dance scenes in opera endured well beyond the 17th century and well beyond France. From Mussorgsky's Khovanchina, here's the Dance of the Persian Slaves. Chovansky's Persian slave girls dance for him in a scene from Mussorgsky's opera Chovanchina, which a cynic might say sums up the relationship between ballet and opera all too well. Samu Hubat conducted the Slovenian Radio Symphony Orchestra. Back to the Richakar consort now, and one of Lully's protégés at the court of Louis XIV, the viola da gamba virtuoso Marin Marais, here exploring foreign styles in his Suite d'un goût étranger. The first of these four pieces is La Superbe, or The Proud One. Thank you.